There's a playful rhythm swirling around the Edmonton Oil Kings, Gregor. The kind that taps you on the shoulder, grins wide, and practically shouts, "Fellas, you can't make this up." The whole outfit has fallen head over helmets for one number six. Six straight wins. Their latest, a 6-3 win Tuesday in Kamloops, a night that had everything but a marching band. The CHL rankings? Naturally, Edmonton is currently number six in the nation. And before this road swing ends, the Kings still have six more nights under those BC lights. Feels like the hockey gods are winking from the cheap seats. Tuesday in Kamloops, the Kings were down 2-0 before they'd even broken a sweat. But Landon Hansen, short-handed and dead set on flipping the script, sparked the comeback. Then the goals came like prairie thunder. Lucas Sochin, Poul Anderson, Max Curran, Joe Iginla, each adding a verse to the rally. Hansen sealed it late, and Ethan Simcoe turned aside 28 shots with the kind of calm only goaltenders and long-distance truckers understand. And as if momentum itself wasn't enough, the Oil Kings dipped into Kelowna and brought back a fresh spark. Kanjiu Gozik, plus a 2029 sixth-round pick. President and GM Kurt Hill talked about Gozik like a miner describing a new vein of ore. Speed glinting at the edges, skill stitched through the grain, and a sturdy 6'1", 190 frame built for bigger nights. Kelowna's 48th overall pick in 2023, 18 points last year, 2 assists to start this one. And now, under Edmonton's brighter lights, you can almost sense it. Still more shimmer waiting to be coaxed forward. The newest Oil King joined the team on their current road trip. 2-minute warning. Gregor, Hallie, Kruger. Is he still with us over there? And me, Tater. Weekdays, Sports 1440.